And I got tripped out because I was like, in the great fight of Taco Bell versus Canada, even though I have lots of Canadian friends, I still got to take Taco Bell on that one.
Well, immediately I thought, like, Russia's dead, you know?
You think Russia's dead. That you went from cool Greg walking in and saying, Taco Bell burned down Canada, to you going, Russia's dead. The entire country of Russia is dead.
No, Rush is dead.
Oh, Rush. The band Rush.
Yeah, like they left. They would have left during the fire.
You
like,
can't fucking kill
Rush. They gathered their family and took a boat.
You can't kill Rush, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show.
Good morning,
everybody.
For
January 22nd. It's Monday. Happy Monday. My name is Nick Scarpino. With me today is my little Texas mongoose, Andy Cortez.
I was wondering where you're going
with
that.
And
I don't love where you went with it.
I'm Ricky Tikki Tavi, and you're the snake. How about that?
Okay. Is that a lyric or?
I have no idea. Okay. I have no idea. It's an old book. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Kind of Funny Morning Show. Thanks so much for joining us. We do this each and every day here, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. If you're new to us, this is a live show. We like to talk to the chat. We'll get in there with you guys a little bit later today, but we're also going to go over some news. We're going to talk about what we watched this weekend. Lots of fun things, some Infinity War
Infinity
War.
You know?
We also have a story of Rian Johnson explaining how Luke was able to do some of the cool things he did in The Last Jedi.
The Force.
So, shocker. That's going to be a fun story that we'll get into later. Right. So, gird your loins! Gird your loins!
We're getting into that.
What?
Do you know what that means?
Gird your loins?
Cover your balls.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. I think we did a GOG topic about it one time.
Did we?
Yeah. We did a GOG topic a long time ago that was all those random sayings.
You're right. With what's his face?
Yeah.
One dude.
Yeah,
real handsome. Troy Baker.
Yes. Was it him?
Yeah.
I can't remember anything.
I think it was Troy Baker.
No, Troy Baker was the cum gum.
No, but it wasn't one of his etymology of saying.
I think it was, actually.
Okay.
He also went like this. It's fine. Boys.
But it sounded a lot more like Christopher Walken when he did it.
Can you hear me when I said, when I do that?
I'm gonna hold on.
Can you hear that?
It's so good.
I hear it right here?
It's fine.
Do it again.
I can hear it. Yeah, you're right next to me.
It's fine.
Yeah.
You gotta get the grovelly.
Get the grunt.
Of course, ladies and gentlemen, actually, Kevin, we are sponsored by a different sponsor today. Today's episode is brought to you by MeUndies. I will get to that read a little bit later when we give away the game, which we give away a game each and every day here. A couple housekeeping.
Is there a trademark having some fundies in MeUndies? Do they say that?
No.
No, because I think that would be indicative of you playing with your own PUD.
Oh, man, you went back to that.
Yeah, I did.
It turns out people like PUD, right? At the end of the day, PUD won.
We did love PUD.
PUD wins.
Did we do the Primus reference?
Yeah, you like that?
A Primus reference for Monday morning.
Here's the thing, Nick.
It's never too early for Primus or Rush. I don't know, man. You got me a fucking spider monkey.
You want some prog bands with weird bassists? I got them for you, dog.
Here's a fun story for you, my friend. Watching Planet Earth 2 over the weekend. David Attenborough narrating that bad boy on the Netflix. And they have a whole episode.
It's hard to jerk off to, though.
It's not easy. Because all of a sudden, you're just getting into the spider monkeys, and then all of a sudden they go to the billy goats, and you're like, I don't like billy goats.
Like, I can picture the spider monkeys.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say. I've used the word, I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey, which I stole from the Talladega Nights. Remember that kid's like, I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey,
right.
Chip.
Yeah.
I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Finally saw a spider monkey. I'm not really familiar with what they look like. They're terrifying.
What?
They're terrifying.
They're still people's cute. Like meals.
They have really long legs and really long arms and tails they can hang from.
Yeah, their arms aren't that long.
Their tails are when you're out in space, like in gravity, and they have to like tether themselves to shit.
Yep.
That's what they use for their tails. It's
By
really
the way,
cool.
How crazy was that scene where people are just having a midnight stroll down to the market in like a fairly urban area, and there's just fucking jaguars in the trees next to them. Do you remember this?
No, I think that's Planet Earth 1.
No, it's part 2.
Is it part 2? Yeah, maybe part I haven't 2. Gotten to that yet, though.
It's like...
Here's the problem with Planet Earth.
Picture people walking just downtown. You know how we walk at night to maybe a restaurant or a store?
Yeah, we see a raccoon.
Right.
A raccoon.
No, this is like...
You tell me what's wrong with this beautiful
creature. There's nothing. They're
beautiful
gorgeous. You're
creature.
Right, Kevin. They're so cute.
They're my what's favorite
like the,
animal.
Like, what's the tail? What's the leg, you know?
You don't know?
How fucking long his tail is.
Look at them. Look at them just dangling.
Click on the one right up the top that's half monkey, half spider. That's how I see them.
Okay, but
that's
this terrifying. Is how nature
that's
sees them.
That's content dark. That's just, no, just a video
Did you know
dark.
That was two of them right there?
No.
What?
Yeah, see? One.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
It looks like a Silent Hill bad guy.
No, here's my problem with the Planet Earth series, right? is I've noticed that there's some inconsistencies.
Bad
they
CGI.
They keep saying that every time there's a new cat, so right, they have the snow leopard, the jaguar, which I'm trying not to say is jaguar because I'm not from England, but I think it's funny and it kind of pisses me off.
It's really funny. You should do it all.
They always say that this cat has, and then they say whatever the thing is that cat has better than the other ones, and it's always they have the most bite strength. This cat has the biggest bite strength out of any cat ever.
No, the fucking the jaguar has the most bite strength.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
But I could have swore they said that for the snow leopard and also the lion.
All the same cats, though.
They are all the same cat, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, if you can't watch this show live, if you're not enjoying this tremendous piece of art right now like the rest of us are live, you can watch this on youtube.com/kindoffunny. I love it when you guys post comments, please. Let's take the discussion from here, bring it over to there. If you don't have time for that and you want to listen to this on the go, of course, we do this as a podcast. You can get those on podcast services around the globe.
The globe, globe, globe.
If you're in UK and you pronounce it Jaguar, good for you. Here in America, we don't want to work that hard. We say Jaguar. Jaguar. Or just Guar, if you want to talk about really obscure 90s bands.
They were the costumes?
Yeah. Remember, my only touchstone for Guar is in Empire Records, where he's like, hey, Billy, do you like Guar? I do like Guar.
I just knew Guar because a friend of mine liked him in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, I think that was a time where you were into people that bands are dressed up.
Yeah.
Slipknot. There was a band called Mushroom Head. Very gross name, by the way.
Oh, is it because it's a peepee head?
Yeah. That's and then there was about? A band called Guar, and they all dressed up like weird, like fucking, like they were about to go.
Guar.
About to go LARPing,
isn't
you know?
Guar supposed to be like they're interdimensional aliens or some shit like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's weird. Their videos always had like giant fucking things sucking other things and eating other things. It was weird.
The same with, you know who had weird videos that freaked me out as a kid?
Hmm.
It's not going to take you long to guess.
Prodigy?
Tool.
Oh, yeah.
Tool had videos that gave me nightmares.
You've seen Primus videos? They're weird.
Yeah, but they were like kind of goofy claymation. Like, Tool was like, this is scary stuff. And I remember my dad watching them, like, recorded on a VHS. And it's just really fucking
disturbing. Why was he recording it on VHS?
My dad would record MTV all night long to get to the one point where they play Rush.
Oh.
And so he would have, like, long VHSs until the Rush video popped up, right? So it was like 5 hours long of like fucking weird 90s hits and then the one Rush song, Roll the Bones.
Sure, sure. Know?
But that's like awesome. How excited was he when he found
that was great.
Rush song?
It's great, play that shit loud, yeah.
Tomorrow, 9 a.m., you're asking yourself, I got nothing to do. 9 a.m., maybe I'm waking up, maybe I'm at work already, maybe I'm bored.
I need
something in my life to fucking do for 45 to 50 minutes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the MCU interview is happening tomorrow.
Oh, right.
9 a.m. Thor. Did we like it?
More like Borg. No.
You said you loved it.
Boy, yeah, I thought you liked it.
I did like it, yeah, I did like it.
I don't actually remember if you said that or not.
I did.
But check out youtube.com/kindoffunny tomorrow. If you guys didn't know, we are reviewing every single movie in the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Week to week, 9 a.m. Tuesdays. That's happening tomorrow. Also, today, if you guys want to check it out, our Heel Kick Watch Along is happening. If you have watched Heel Kick already and you want to watch it again with us, me, Greg, and Danny Mac watched it. We did a full watch along with it, including with that counter right there, which we could not get to work for the life of us. Turns out Greg just can't manipulate things with his giant fingers.
Nick, we edited that all out.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. We should put that out because Greg... really was just like, I
vaguely remember you also not being able to get it to work.
Oh, I'm an idiot as well.
It's fine. It's not a big deal.
I'm an idiot.
Not trying to call anyone out.
Last but certainly not least, huge thanks to everyone that came out to Two Shit Arcade last Saturday. We had a blast over at Piano Fight. Everyone did a good. We played this game, which is by far and away one of the worst games I've ever seen in my entire life. And you're asking yourself, Nick, does it look exactly like Total Recall? Are the missions just like Total? No, they're nothing like that.
Hmm.
It looks more like Paperboy. It's very weird.
Are you sure maybe you didn't understand it?
No, I'm 100% sure I didn't understand it. All right, cue up your tips, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go into some news stories right now, and then we will read tips. So if you have a tip, we'll read it at the $5 or above level. You can ask us anything, including what Andy's wearing underneath his shirt right now. Let's go into some news. The SAG Awards. The 2018 SAG Awards were last night. Did you watch these at all?
No. What? Why?
I didn't either. Next news story.
All right.
There it is. It's one of those things where it's like, I care very, very little about the Golden Globes.
I care little about awards that are not the Oscars.
Yeah. If it's the Oscars,
all right,
great. If it's the Golden Globes, that's okay. I kind of care about that because that's usually a pretty good indicator as to what, you know, what the Oscars might have for us.
Right, yeah.
The SAG Awards, I just never understood.
Kind of like a precursor.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, the Screen Actors Guild Awards, it's always just like, this is getting, it's a lot.
Right.
It's a lot of awards, you know?
It's all fake, dude.
Everything's fake. It's Hollywood.
None of it's real.
None of those people are even there. They're just CG'd in.
Uh-huh. Jesus. One of those photos you just showed us, Kevin.
What was it?
I was just pre-screening them, making sure there was nothing too crazy on it.
Sure, yeah. No, I understand.
This next news story comes from Egan.com.
Wait, so that was the SAG Awards, huh?
IGN.
We're over it?
Hmm? I have nothing to say about the SAG Awards.
Did you watch
SAG
Awards?
Don't give a shit.
I didn't watch them.
But I don't watch award shows, mostly.
I generally only watch the Academy Awards. If there was something newsworthy or noteworthy that came from them, I'll go over them, but... This is just one of those things where you start getting into like the Emmys, the SAG Awards, all these things. Where you're like, dude, I don't fucking. Do you care if Big Bang Theory won again?
I don't care. I don't care, Nick. Thank you for asking.
Thank you for telling me.
I wish it didn't exist anymore.
You wish the SAG Awards didn't exist.
No, Big Bang Theory.
I don't think it does.
Oh, really?
Is it still on?
Big Bang Theory.
I think
exists,
it's
absolutely.
Like still going really hard.
They are the highest paid.
I'm thinking about that Two and a Half Men
show. Man. Here's the thing.
I wish that show had just followed Charlie Sheen's fucking descent into madness in the show. Like, so it starts off normal, and then as he's doing Tiger's Blood and fucking, like, 30 Winning. Porn stars at the same time.
Do you know how it ends? High.
Winning.
Doesn't
that show?
He die? He dies.
Well, he dies two seasons before it ends. Maybe three.
Yeah, they brought in Ashton.
And then they brought in Ashton Kutcher. And then in the last episode, they bring him back, and, like, they do an episode with him, and at the end, they drop a piano on him, and they're like, of course he's dead.
That's weird.
Was he actually there?
I don't know. I didn't.
Was it a dream?
Oh, okay.
But then the piano drops on the director as well. I think
Two and a Half Men was the type of show that I always made fun of, right? Yeah. And I still should make fun of it.
Yeah.
But living alone with my single apartment, single bedroom apartment, and I only had rabbit ears for television.
Yeah.
All I got were local channels.
Sure.
And so late at night, I'd catch myself just in bed, kind of like surfing through the four channels that I had.
Yeah.
Two and a Half Men were on. I'd leave it on and I'd like.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong.
I'd catch myself chuckling.
These shows are for a specific purpose. Yeah. Yeah. All I'm saying is, I don't know that we need to award them with anything, you know?
Right.
Like, do we need. And that's the other thing, too, is like people were saying that Morgan Freeman got the Lifetime Achievement Award last night at the SAG Awards. I hate to sound catty. But do you think Morgan Freeman really cared about that? Don't you think he really wants he wants the Oscar. Everyone wants the Oscar. If you're a film actor, don't you just want the Oscar?
Didn't Morgan Freeman date his stepdaughter or something like that?
Don't stop
Why
changing
would you
the
just
subject,
change the
sir.
Subject?
Stop
Look it
changing
up.
The subject.
Asking you a question.
Look it up. I think it's right.
Stop changing
Look it up,
the subject.
Kevin.
Let's go into this Infinity
Just type
War
it
story.
Like Morgan Freeman daughter. See what pops up.
Okay.
Wait, we're about to go on this ride together.
No,
are we? For once, it's nice to not be the person driving this car, you know? I'm just in the back seat. You're the one driving, so you're responsible for whatever comes of this.
People are saying, like, what the fuck, Andy? Like, no, I think it's true.
He did end up dating someone very young, and I do think it was actually someone that, I think it was like a stepdaughter kind of thing.
There was some kind of relation there.
No. Yeah. His granddaughter was fatally stabbed in an exorcism.
Well, that sucked. In an exorcism?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That seems fake. That does not seem like a real story.
It looks...
Morgan Freeman's granddaughter fatally stabbed in exorcism.
Fatally stabbed in an exorcism?
Is it a movie? Was she in the movie?
And then there's another one that says that he had an affair. Like it.
That's the one he's talking about with...
Radar.
Huh. Maybe it's all hearsay.
You want to read the article?
Nah, I'm good.
So let's just put things out there and hope to God they don't resonate in a negative way. We'll just put some uninformed stuff out
there.
That's
an awful story.
People just to be okay with it.
Jesus.
And now... You're talking about it.
It's true. Well, it's Andy's fault.
I didn't expect to take this left turn, but I'm glad we got here.
Are you? Are you happy we're here? Are
yeah,
you
it's like
everyone
like
is
like
sitting here.
We're driving
here.
Down. We have
everyone
a destination.
Is sitting here wondering if Morgan Freeman had an affair with his granddaughter who was murdered in exorcism.
It had to be said.
Did
we
it?
Were on a journey, and let's we started running out of gas.
Did it have to be said?
We had to stop off at a gas station, and then turns out the gas station people were very nice.
Let's read this story just so we have it, because this is from radar.com. This was posted
Wait, this
on
one?
August
18th, 3 years ago,
2015. The brutal slaying of Morgan Freeman's stepdaughter, step-granddaughter, Sunday was not only the scandal to mar her tragic, was not the only scandal to mar her tragic life. Years before her death, she and Freeman were accused of having an affair.
Allegedly.
Can you scroll down a little bit here, Kev?
This seems like a total, like,
6 years ago, insiders told Radar about an alleged affair between the Shawshank Redemption star and Idina Hines during a time when the actor was divorcing his wife of 25 years. Hines was 45 years younger than him and not a blood relative, sources told Radar. Freeman strongly denied the affair, and his rep maintained that the story was false when approached by Radar.com.
Yeah, maybe this is all hearsay. Tabloid.
It was never
shit.
Substantiated.
But when you say things like they're true and then have me look it up,
well, this is what we do on this show. We are the keepers of lots of things.
Kevin,
I'm the keeper of 87 things.
I'm an investigator, okay?
One, whether or not the seminal film...
Wait, are you an investigator? Investigator?
What?
He said, I'm an investigator,
okay? I'm an investigator, Kevin. I'm going to get to the bottom of the scoop, all right? I'm here for the scoops.
Private investigators
here, Kevin. I'm here for these scoops, too, you know what I'm saying?
Well, they're a little smaller than me, so I haven't... Well, no, I haven't worked out in 3 weeks. Mm. I dropped the gauntlet on Jackman off 2018. I was like, we're going to do this, and then I have yet to actually walk into a gym.
You were like, we're going to work out and eat healthy.
We need to motivate each
and
other.
And then we ate nothing but shit in that
all
comedy
weekend.
Club
oh
over Saturday.
Oh my God, it was the worst. It was the fucking worst. We did the thing that you don't do, which is we were all really hungry, and we just kept ordering food, and they kept bringing us food. And at one point, the waitresses walked by and laughed at us.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
She was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are going to throw up at your
asses
later.
I wanted to pretend that she was laughing at the comedians on stage.
No, she wasn't. She's seen them before.
So Nick, Tim, and I had a lovely weekend in Los Angeles, the city of angels, Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Yeah.
Battle of Los Angeles, Rage Against the Machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. We had a great weekend where we went to L.A. to go watch Funhouse's live show.
Yeah.
It was me, Nick, and Tim having a grand old time in some really interesting hotel in Little Tokyo.
I did the thing where I was like, I'm not going to worry about booking a hotel until we arrive. And so we went on hotels.com and found the best deal we could. It was like a couple hundred bucks a night for the room or whatever it was. We stayed at the Miyake Hotel, which is a Japanese hotel. Not themed hotel, like a straight up, if you go to Japan and stay in a more westernized hotel, you're gonna get this, complete with the bidet.
Oh,
they
yeah.
had little controls for the butt
Experience
squirter.
Experience my first bidet.
What'd you think? Are you transformed?
It was lovely.
It was lovely, right?
Yeah. It was lovely.
Everyone right now, mm-hmm. I'll tell you right now,
like
Kev
it.
Is the one available.
Yeah, sure, hold on.
Okay. Give me my one.
Damn, you know not-
Everyone right now, is walking around with a slightly dirty butthole, okay? You all think your butthole's clean. It's not. It's not clean because you use trees to wipe your butthole, not water,
right?
Okay? If your hand got shit on it, would you wipe it off or would you wash it off?
Right.
Why do we not treat our buttholes with the same respect? Do you understand me?
No, I totally understand.
If your hand gets gum on it, you know, someone's gum, someone spits on your fucking hand. Do you just wipe it off and go, everything's fine, it's probably clean?
No, you wash it.
Smells a little weird. No, you wash it off.
Right.
They figured this out in Europe a long time ago, which is why they're beating us. Because they're a little faster and stronger because they have less friction on the butthole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can walk a little faster than we can. They can get to that meeting a little faster. They can get on that conference call faster.
Workplace efficiency, sort of.
Exactly. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They can lift higher. They can, you know, they can jump higher, lift more because the butthole is clean.
I thought it was lovely. I thought it was a delight.
Now, did you get back there and scrape out the
pudding? Weird thing, though, was like...
What? What did you say?
The weird thing, though, was using the bidet.
Yeah.
And knowing that Tim could hear me.
Yeah.
He could hear the water, and he knew that water was splashing against my butthole.
Yeah.
So the weird thing was,
and
Tim and I experienced the exact same thing, Nick.
Yeah.
We're in there, and at first it, like, sprays the gooch, and then suddenly it, like, moves forward direct. Like, it's almost as if it had, like, laser targeting.
Yeah, it knows where the poop is.
And Tim and I had the exact... He said something, and it's the same thought I had. It's like in Star Wars when the fucking... in the Death Star Trench Run, when the fucking, like, torpedo goes into the hole. Like, it knew to, like, wrap itself around.
Yeah, it curled downward.
It had weird physics, man.
Yeah, it
And
did.
It, like, went directly up. Oh, my God, it got up there, dude.
Well, you know,
but
Andy,
it was great.
As we've learned from the seminal film, The Last Jedi, there's a lot of gravity in space, turns out. We didn't know that. We didn't know there's a lot of gravity in space.
Okay. Talk about this again.
But there is.
Yeah. So then we went to go watch Funhouse's live show. What a fun time. They essentially had a live show where they were cult leaders.
Yeah, they put on
self-help seminar.
They put on a self-help seminar that was incredibly insulting and super fun. I had a great time. I'm super proud of them for doing that. I was going in. I did not know what to expect going in. And they gave us something completely unexpected. And it was really fun. Great show. A couple hours long, packed venue down in LA. They were at the Regent, which was really, really cool. And then we got to have lunch with them the next day. And they took us to a Japanese burger restaurant where I believe Tim had a katsu hot dog.
Ooh.
Yeah. Fried hot dog.
Shout out to everybody who came and said hi to us. That was cool.
That was great. And then, yeah, we went to a comedy club after that. We went to the Ice House to see Jesus Trujillo and some people. And that's when we were so we made the mistake of going like, well, the show's at 7:30, so let's just wait and we'll order food there. Thinking, it said the doors open at 7:15, so I was like, oh, we'll be eating by 7:30. The doors didn't open until 7:45. Show didn't start until like 8:15.
Right.
We didn't get food in our system until 8:30. And we did the thing where it was like, everything. We want to order everything. And I ate
cheese fries, mozzarella cheese sticks.
And the mozzarella
you
fries.
You two had burgers.
The mozzarella sticks at the Ice House were terrible.
They had like 10%
cheese.
Because
they were so fried, all the cheese just evaporated. It was just the husk of the mozzarella stick. And it was gross.
Mm-hmm.
But I ate them all. And not only did I eat them all, I figured out that because they were hollow inside, I could dip them in the marinara sauce and make a little marinara shot glass out of them. And
then
throw back the tall boy.
Well, before the comedy club, so during Funhouse's show, I saw Aaron Hansen from Game Grumps.
Yeah.
And he was kind of just in the crowd walking around. And so I was like, oh, Aaron's here. Let me direct message Vernon Shaw.
Big old Vernon.
One of the co-creators of
Hot Pepper Gaming.
Of Hot Pepper Gaming, yeah. But also Dream Daddy, the game.
Yeah.
And so he works for Game Grumps. So I DM'd him. I was like, hey, are you here at the show? He's like, nah, man. And he was like, but how about you come to the studio tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Come hang out. Should be a fairly slow day. So we're like, great. So after Funhouse, we took an hour-long Uber. The first time I've ever had an Uber over maybe 40 minutes.
Yeah.
It was an interesting time.
Well, we left at the wrong time. It was Friday, for instance, first of all. We left around 2:30, which is, you're just begging for Friday traffic.
Right.
Had we done that same trip at midnight, it would have been 25 minutes, max.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, we took an hour. My favorite thing in LA is to watch how far you are, like how many minutes you are away from your destination,
and watch that never change. You're right.
You're an hour away, and then 30 minutes in the ride, you're still an hour away.
At one point, Aaron texted me.
An hour into the ride, you're still an hour away.
He texted me, hey, let me know when you get here. I was like, yeah, about 30 minutes out. And then like 14 minutes later, I was like, hey, 28 minutes out.
Yeah. For whatever reason, does not work in when you're driving in LA the same way it works when you're outside of the car.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like the twin theory, Kevin?
Twin theory.
Is that the theory of relativity?
One age is
Mary Kate and Ashley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the twin theory, basically. Yeah,
the twin theory is the one
that's in space traveling fastest ages slower than the one
the
on
twin
Earth.
Theory is like there you live out your career and it kind of you get forgotten about and then your little sister has a better career than you.
Right. And then you
Mary
kill
Kate and Ashley.
Yeah, then you kill Heath Ledger.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
No,
so then we visited the Game Grumps office. What a great time that was.
That was fun.
Your offices were incredible.
They're insane. And they're a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
I walk in and I was like, oh, they're all Japanese themed. And by I say all, I mean, oh, I thought it was just a couple offices of Japanese themed, right? No, the whole thing is done like an old school hotel in Kyoto, Japan. And I was like, they are really committed to this. Complete with like the Soji screens that are going back and forth. I don't know if that's the name of them, but you know, the doors that are like made out of paper, all those things. It's really, really cool to see. And I'll tell you this, they had one of the best snack assortments I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And we were hungry, so I ate nothing but those little tiny gingerbread cookies. And I was trying to rationalize that in my brain as saying ginger is good for your dietary tract. It's good for your stomach.
Is it?
Not when it's in the cookie form.
Oh, okay.
With lots of...
Yeah.
Did they have Japanese snacks as well?
They did. They had a lot of Japanese.
Did they have the shredded
pocky,
squid?
They had Fran.
Oh,
shredded squid jerky?
I didn't know that.
Have you had that?
The shredded what?
Squid jerky.
They did not go that far.
That's fucking good shit.
They did not go that far.
No squid jerky.
Squid shit.
But I got to meet Dan Avidan, who, I mean, I've been a fan of the Game Grumps forever, since I was about, like, leaving college. Got to hang out with them. Got to talk to Dan about Rush for about 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, like, us going back and forth talking about how much we love Rush. And it was, we basically recorded the first episode of our Rush podcast, and he didn't know it. I was, like, recording it secretly.
Yeah.
So,
oh, cool.
I'm going to put it up on iTunes for, like, $10 and...
I like that. I like the song that Rush does where they were like, Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck.
And I also like the one where they're like, for those about to rock, we salute you, you know? Right. And I like the one where they're like, we're AC/DC, we're back in black, you know? Right. It's so cool that they shouted out AC/DC in all their songs.
Right, yeah.
Rush was awesome back in the day.
So
I like the one where like when they did the song where it's about Panama, but you don't know why. You know, or when they just tell you to jump over and over again, jump, you know, you gotta jump. Like, Rush was great.
Right.
Right. I like also the one where it was like, hey, we're building a stairway to heaven, and she's heaven. Geddy Lee's awesome.
That's three different bands.
Let's go into this news story, and then we'll talk about the rest of our weekend after the news stories go. This is fun. This is from theegan.com. We started it about 45 minutes ago before Andy decided to talk about Rush for 74 fucking minutes, and I lost. I'm lost. I lost my way. Don't talk, because every time you talk, I want to talk to you, and I go, I want to get through this news story. This is from egan.com. Thanos is Black Order explained. Who are the Avengers Infinity War villains? This is a cool article you guys should go check out. It's very, very fleshed out, but they go down, if you scroll down, Kev, it explains who all of these villains are, which I didn't know. The members are of the Black Order consist of five generals, each handpicked by Thanos for their powers and ability fear. Yes.
Can't scroll down.
Can't scroll down.
It's frozen.
Good job, IGN.
The internet down again?
It's still going.
The internet's totally fine. Mm. I mean,
we don't need those images, by the way, Kev. You can ditch that image carousel.
It's fighting me.
The long and short of this is that all these characters are going to be featured. These are like his boys. Right, this is his crew. They're going to be featured in the first Infinity War.
These are his Knights of Ren.
These are going to be the ones that the Avengers fight in the first movie. Let's just put it that way. They're not fighting Thanos till the second movie.
The Knights of Ren that we saw so much of.
Right.
You know,
it was fun.
In the last two movies.
Knights of Ren, great. Are they at a club right now? No one knows. Maybe they went to a Starbucks when all that shit was going down. The Black Order consists of five generals, each handpicked by Thanos for their powers and abilities to inspire fear. The first one is Corvus Glaive. The most favorite of Thanos' general, Corvus Glaive has great strength and speed and wields a blade that can cut through anything. As long as he holds that blade, Corvus is effectively immortal. So we'll have to get that blade away from him, apparently.
Like a White Walker.
He's exactly like a White Walker.
Yeah,
exactly like that.
You kill the things first, then you kill... Right?
You think he's actually immortal, or you think that, like, because he can't be
beaten?
He's
up to something.
Who knows? The next one is Proxima Midnight, Corvus' wife.
Such
Proxima.
A cool name.
Is incredibly strong and most gifted fighter among the Black Order. Her spear can fire deadly light beams that almost never miss their targets. I don't like almost never miss their targets, because that means sometimes they miss. So just leave it at that they can fire deadly light beams at their targets.
You know what's interesting about all this?
We've seen Proxima Midnight, by the way. We've seen that character actually in the live action
in those screenshots.
Form, in those screenshots, which is cool. Next, before we get into that, next is Black Dwarf, brother to Corvus. Black Dwarf is a powerhouse of the Black Order. His immense strength and durable hide make him an almost unstoppable opponent. Again, here we are with the almosts. I get it. They're going to lose. But build it up a little bit. They are unstoppable. No one can beat them. How are they going to beat them? Tony Stark has a device. He figures it out. Supergiant is the next one. Supergiant is a powerful telepath who also wields advanced technology like force field generators and teleporters. That sounds cool. And finally, rounding out the Furious Five, Ebony Maw. More of a schemer than a fighter, Ebony Maw is a highly intelligent sadist whose voice can manipulate victims into doing anything he desires. It's like that first killer from Jessica Jones. There we go. These are what those are going to look like. Isn't that fun? Looking forward to this.
What's interesting to me, Nick, is that these are all extraterrestrial beings.
Yeah, they're like E.T. If E.T. wanted to whoop some ass.
They are all from outer reaches of the universe. Yet, they call themselves the Black Order as if they know what black means.
Why wouldn't they? They still have colors in the rest of the universe. Not like the colors are different in where they're from.
But colors were taught to us on Earth.
Yeah.
That doesn't go for everybody else around the universe.
Look, as we all know, English is quickly becoming the language of the world.
Of the universe.
And the universe, okay? You want to talk to people? It used to be math. They used to say it was math.
That's why they sent out
You know what happened? People got tired of learning math. Way easier to learn English. Mm. What's the square root of 25? Who fucking cares is the answer to that.
Yeah.
Who
it's
cares?
Five.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I've heard it both ways.
Five, 25.
Yeah.
And also, 8, 8 is 64.
Good job, Andy. You just learned how to speak English.
Because I always thought, like, I'm 8, my cousin's 8, and we both like Nintendo 64. That's how I put that together.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. That's fun. What happened when you guys turned 9? Did that just fuck
it was like
up?
9-9, and number 81, Terrell Owens, is a cool football player.
Terrell Owens is a cool football player.
Yeah.
So go check this story out on IGN.com. It's a really cool article. It kind of fleshes out all those characters. It also has a carousel of all the characters that are confirmed so far. You can see them in live action form, and it's got Cap's beard and cool hair combo, which I want one day in my life when I put a wig on. Next news story. This is a fun one. And not in any way, shape, or form meant to piss you off or to incite a raging raging argument in the comment section. There it is. Star Wars, The Last Jedi director explains how Luke can do that thing. Now, if you haven't seen Star Wars yet, take a mug and hit yourself over the head because you're just not doing life right. This is a spoiler. So do we need to put up spoilers, bro? I have people seen The Last Jedi by now. It's been out in theaters for 7
weeks. Is it actually a spoiler?
No, I mean it is if you haven't seen the movie.
All right.
Maybe spoilers. Put it up.
Put up the spoilers, bro.
I put it up. It's up.
Put up the spoilers, bro. Star Wars The Last Jedi, Rian Johnson has addressed a controversial scene from the movie, providing frustrated fans with an explanation for Luke Skywalker's doppelganger feat. Johnson took to Twitter to prove that the scene where Luke creates a Force clone of himself is actually part of his own sacred texts. Here he goes. If you scroll down here, Kev, you can see on Twitter, he's got the Jedi Path book.
He starts off with the eyeball emoji, though.
Yeah, he says, look.
Which is one of my least favorite emoji. Overused.
I'm not a fan of it.
It gets overused.
Either.
Well, I like that it can point both ways, though.
Right? It's not in.
It's not there, but he said, look, everyone. And then there's the Jedi Path. He pulled it off his shelf.
There's the eyeballs.
There it is. We figured it out.
Tiny. Tiny.
He scrolled to a page called Advanced Force Techniques, where he finds the doppelganger, which permits a Jedi to create a short-lived duplicate of him or herself, or an external object that is visually indistinguishable from the real item. Those who have perfected this ability can create phantoms of any person of their choosing, or trick an enemy into seeing more objects, such as droids, than are actually present. Now, of course, this goes along with things like, these are not the droids you're looking for, and you'd be like, oh yeah, we're doing that. So I kind of buy this on some level. And of course, the thread shows Johnson.
That's how we saw those dice.
Yeah,
that's how those dice were.
Right.
It's like flipping the page that creates physical object.
No, I don't know. I'm not familiar with this book, but apparently it has been put out. It's an official book. It is. I guess all of this stuff is canon. So that explains that, and by doing so, makes the movie perfect. Just nailed it.
Yeah, that's the only problem I had with the movie. Now I'm like, great.
Yeah. Thanks, Rian Johnson. You don't need to explain that stuff. But it would be nice if we had some level of like, now, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna read that book, and then anything not in that book that a Jedi does, am I allowed to get mad at that? Or am I just a big crybaby who should shut up and just decide that he doesn't like
Star
Wars
anymore? You're a big crybaby.
No, okay. No, don't do that.
We should move on. Move on. What is this?
I don't know, Cool Greg sent it to me.
Of course. If it's from World Star, it's from Cool Greg.
Play it. What is this?
Do you know Steve Brown?
Oh,
is that
God.
A comedian you know?
Oh, God. Who is it?
Steve Brown?
No. Steve Brown, comedian.
I mean, should we show this?
Or what's gonna
I think it's going to be very violent.
I think so, too.
Do we ride the lightning right now, everyone? Do you want to see what this is?
Leave the sound off.
I mean, I'm not showing it.
Oh, shit. Now they're just getting in a fight.
Yeah, it's just
a comedian. So apparently...
Oh, shit!
Apparently a guy in the audience didn't like what this comedian
said.
Where the fuck is security
in this place? See, this is the problem when you do these smaller shows. There's no security. You got to fend for yourself.
Comedian's the bald one.
Oh, the bald one.
Right. Oh, the bald one is the comedian. Oh, wow. This guy's really attacking him. And, okay.
Well, now fans are jumping up. This is bad, stage management.
Well, this is clearly not a real club. And if it is, they should be safe.
It's because the bald guy comedian was like, yo, mama. And then the guy was like, what, my mama? That's what happened.
Seriously, Jason in the chat asks, hey, does anywhere in the text, does it say that if you're in space, you can breathe and pull yourself back onto ships? I'm sure it does,
guys. She wasn't breathing.
It says it in the Bible, dude, Leviticus.
She was holding her breath while it slowly boiled inside her.
Yeah, yeah. How long can a human being live in space?
About 11 seconds.
11 seconds.
Fucking read the Bible.
She got back in like 15, 20 seconds.
Yeah,
she's a Jedi. She got force.
Yeah. Prometheus chapter 13, verse 4, man.
God.
That's awful.
Damn that movie. Next news story. This is this is actually a cool one. Wonder Woman sequel will be the first to adopt the PGA policies on sexual harassment. I'm gonna pause this real quick. Wonder Woman 2 will be the first to adopt the Producers Guild of America's anti-sexual harassment rules. The PGA president announced this at the PGA Awards via Rebecca Keegan on Twitter. Quote, while the PGA is a voluntary membership organization, the PGA's anti-sexual harassment guidelines are sanctioned as best practices for our members. The PGA is indebted to Time's Up as a resource in creating our protocols. We will continue to work with them, the industry-wide commission led by Anita Hill, and other organizations in our community until sexual harassment is eliminated from the entertainment workplace. Fans may appreciate the poetry of a feminist icon being used, being first to use the guidelines. Wonder Woman 2 recently parted ways with producer Brett Ratner over harassment allegations. Star Gal Gadot confirmed that Ratner's has been removed. Quote, at the end of the day, a lot has been written about my views and the way that I feel, and everyone knows the way that I feel because I'm not hiding anything, Gadot says. Is it Gadot or Gadot?
Gadot.
Thank you. But the truth is, there's so many people involved in making the movie, and they all do echo the same sentiments. Everyone knew what was right to do, but there was nothing for me to actually come and say because it's already been done, and this article came out. I think this is cool. Are you familiar with these guidelines or these rules?
No, not at all.
Basically, they outlined the same things that you would have outlined at in a corporate setting, right? No lewd jokes, no physical contact.
Oh, okay.
It's basically like guidelines to how not to creep the fuck out of your coworkers.
Sort of HR stuff.
Yeah, HR stuff.
You watch a little video.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you watch a little video or not, I'm sure. But it's basically, I read through some of them earlier today. I'm like, kind of goes without saying a lot of these things. So it's great that they're adopting these, and I think it's good that they're providing a safer environment for people to shoot movies on. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, what do I believe firmly? Is that if everyone's having a good time, the movie's going to be better.
Don't make people watch you masturbate into plants.
Nope.
Sort of common decency.
I was going to say a terrible joke. I was like, what are you doing later? No, I can't.
Nah, yeah, you can. We get it.
Quick dive into our topic. We talked about our weekend a little bit today. We talked about what we did over the weekend. Mm-hmm. We went to LA. We saw some of the Funhouse people. I did Shit Arcade. But I also watched a few movies.
What did you watch?
Now, generally, when Tim's on the show, mm-hmm. we do a little what we watched this weekend. It's kind of our deep dive topic. And I like doing that because I watch a lot of movies over the weekend. I watched three different pieces of content. Okay. In no particular order. I started watching The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which I really like. It's loosely based and inspired off of Joan Rivers. It's about a woman who is living, I believe, in the 60s, breaks up with her husband breaks up with her, and she decides to become a stand-up comedian. So it's kind of fun. It's that kind of vibe.
It makes me
think
of
Amazon special.
Mr. Majorium's Wonder Emporium.
Nope, it's a Mr.
It's really Magorium. Good. I actually watched the whole thing this weekend. Really
I think it's really good. I think it's worth watching. It's one of my...
Where is it?
It's on Amazon.
Amazon.
It's one of the things that makes me keep thinking, hey, stop talking so much shit about Amazon. Because they actually have really good series. You got that, you got The Tick, and I'm loving both of those.
Can't wait for that to come back.
God, it's gonna be good.
So good.
I watched Phantom Thread, the new Paul Thomas Anderson movie. It was beautifully made. Beautifully made.
How's the story?
Really, a lot of subtext, a lot of silence, a lot of looks, a lot of awkward moments.
Sure.
I thought overall the movie was very, 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 very good. I almost fell asleep in it though. Mm. And I, at one point, I was like, I really want this movie to be over. And then it ended, and I was like, it was good. It was, to use some terms from my friend Sean Finnegan, it was haunting and elusive. And it is one of those movies that stays with you for a while. Hmm. And then I fell asleep. I didn't think about it again.
I don't trust anything you're saying.
No. It's one of those movies. It's like a classic book. Yeah. Where you watch it and you go, I know I should like this. Like, you read the book, you're like, I know I should like this. But I'm just too dumb to get it. I'm just too dumb. I liked a lot of it. It was beautifully made, beautifully shot. Great, great period piece. A lot better, in my opinion, at reconstructing an era and making you feel like you're in that period than The Post.
How's old DDL?
I mean, I always give him shit because he's such a fucking actor, right? I'm an actor. Like, you know when he goes, hey, I'm gonna prepare for this role by being a cobbler for 8 years,
right?
Or whatever it is. I'm like, I don't think you need to do that. You can read about him, and I think you're gonna be okay. I was actually talking shit about him to my wife as we pulled into the parking structure to go and see the movie.
And then you saw him
halfway
the
through the fucking movie. I'm like, oh, right. I forget that he is one of the very few actors who can literally disappear in a role. Like, this is the problem I had with The Post, is that I'm watching it, and it's Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep, who I love. But it's so Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep. You can't get away from it. Because it's so obviously Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep. They're just too saturated in the market, right? It's like, it's too hard for me to distinguish between them and their character because I just know I know it's Meryl Streep. I can see that she's going to be at the Academy Awards next year, like bashfully being like, don't nominate me anymore, but secretly going like, fuck yeah, dude, I'm winning. I'm winning everything in life. You guys can all suck it, right? I'm Meryl Streep. No one will ever fucking dethrone the Streep. I am the Streep, right? Meanwhile, Tom Hanks is like, how do I just throw in the Streep? Because I want to be the Streep. Everyone wants to be the fucking Streep, right? Daniel Day-Lewis goes, fuck you, I'm a cobbler. I quit acting, And then P.T. Anderson calls and says, "Hello, Daniel Day-Lewis, would you like to be a haute couture house? The house
who's this? Wooden?" Who's talking?
I don't know. I don't know how P. Thomas Anderson sounds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My mind went to P.T. Barnum.
No, I mean, it's the same director of There Will Be Blood.
Oh, okay.
So, I see. And I believe Inherent Vice.
My God. Meryl Streep has been nominated for a fuck ton of
Oscars. It's time to stop, Meryl.
She's only won three of them.
Well, that's three more than me.
Which is the same as Daniel Day-Lewis.
So well, he's a bad motherfucker.
They're both tied.
How many times has she been nominated?
I honestly can't count. There's so many.
Now, four. So I if you like cinema, if you like film,
let's say
go see
times.
Phantom Thread.
16?
It seems like what it is.
3 out of 16.
It's a beautifully
it's
shot.
It's like LeBron. It goes to this.
Nuanced. It's a nuanced story. Do you know what I mean? It's nuanced. And it's weird as shit at the end.
It sounds like it's
But I will
not
say this,
me.
And this will give you all the indication you need as to my tastes in film. And it's one of the, it was a revelation I had over the weekend that maybe, just maybe, I have absolutely terrible taste in film. Just maybe.
Maybe.
And here's why. On the plane ride to LA, I started watching a little movie called The House.
Yeah, you did.
How much did I laugh at this film when I was watching it?
Kevin, it's silent on this flight. Everybody's just kind of relaxing, listening to their own thing. And in the dead silence, all you hear is... And Nick is just having a ball watching Will Ferrell and fucking Amy Poehler go at
and
it.
And what is the other guy's fucking name? Because he's so funny. Hold on, I gotta look this
guy up. Jason Matsoukas.
Is that his name?
Jason Matsoukas.
Where is he from?
He's a voice. He's a voice in that cartoon Big Mouth. He's also in The League.
Okay, The League. That's what he's saying. And Nick Kroll's from The League also, right?
Correct.
Because he's also in this, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, Nick Kroll is also in this. So Jason...
Matsoukas.
My first time seeing him was when he played the drug dealer in Dirty Grandpa. And I was like, this guy is fucking...
Still never saw that movie.
Oh, so God, go watch it. It's so funny. He is hilarious. This movie is legitimately funny. Everyone should watch it. It is somewhere in my book between the three seminal comedies that have come out in my lifetime, which are as follows. Dirty Grandpa, The House Now, and Daddy's Home. Those were we're in this period right here. These are... The Nick, threshold.
Nick,
of
you don't have
comedies.
You don't have to do this yourself.
They're excellent comedies. You see what I'm saying?
Nicholas.
The trilogy of shit.
You're better than this.
It's one of those things where I'm like, I'm just gonna put this on, it's gonna be terrible, right?
Yeah.
And from the get-go, I'm like, God damn it, I don't know why. Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler together are just so funny to me. The movie's dumb as shit.
Sure.
And it makes no sense.
Sure.
But it's fucking hilarious. Give it a shot.
The only thing I watched over the weekend of note, I watched the new Letterman thing on Netflix.
Oh, I watched that last weekend. Yeah. I thought it was really good.
That was really good.
I actually thought that Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Obama was better, though.
Oh, okay.
I think they had a much more candid conversation.
Well, I was surprised to see any level of production to this. I thought it was just going to be an on-stage interview, and I liked the way that they, you know, crossed the bridge of John Lewis and stuff like that. Man, what an eloquent man he was.
it's okay.
Totally.
You see that picture of Trump in his office? It was like, well, the government's shutting down. Trump's still working. And he's like thumbsing up.
No, he's like on the
phone. He's on the phone, like, and he's got the white Make America Great hat again. I'm like, come on, people.
Nothing on his desk.
Nothing on the desk. What's nope, nothing.
Face, what's his face tweeted about it?
If you look close enough, there's not even a phone in his hand. He's just holding his hand, like, Jesus.
From Saturday, our stand-up friend. God, why am I blanking?
Drucker
tweeted, it was the perfect tweet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said it was like stock video game footage of when people are playing games that you can tell don't know how to play the game. It's the equivalent to when you watch a show, they're just button mashing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we don't know what the fuck's going on.
I think Adam Sessler was like, he looks like me at E3 when I'm trying not to interact with people and pretend I'm on the phone.
Yeah. So good. I did watch one other thing this weekend that I wanted to give a shout out to. I watched Tom Segura's new comedy special on Netflix, Disgraceful.
Oh.
And it was
good.
It's fucking funny. Yeah.
Not my type of comedy. I saw his first stand-up from like 4 or 5 years ago.
I didn't like that.
I haven't seen the new one.
Try this one.
Okay.
Because I think he is a lot more polished now, and he's a lot more entertaining now. And he got a lot of shit for this.
Mm.
I don't know if you're following it or not, but he got a lot of shit for a couple jokes that he had, one of which that revolved around the R word. Retarded.
Oh.
Yeah. So they're calling that the R
racist?
Word now. No, not racist. So he had a joke about that, which was some deemed in poor taste. And then he also had, for whatever reason, and I don't know why, he just bashed the entire state of Louisiana. Now, me not being from Louisiana, I thought it was hilarious. But apparently, if you live in Louisiana, sure, you don't like being called like a crawdad eating honky or whatever the hell he called.
Sure, I could see that.
He called it was like inbred crawdad eating.
I could see having your whole region ridiculed.
Oh, it was bad, but yeah. I guess it got so bad for him that at one point, because he talks about like, hey, I'm all for supporting building a wall, but let's just build it around Louisiana.
Jesus, really committed to awful.
It was brutal, and people gave him shit for that, and they were like, you're not welcome back in our state, and so now he's selling a t-shirt that says build the wall, and it just is a wall around Louisiana. So anyway, go check that out and decide for yourself. I'm not going to tell you whether or not you should like it, but I thought it was pretty funny. Andy.
What's up?
Let's read some tips.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
Okay.
I want you to read some tips today.
I'm down to read tips.
Read some tips, hold on.
I'm always down to read tips, man.
Let's read some tips. Let's
you tell me, I show up, dude. I'm the first in the gym. You, I'm the last to leave.
You are the first here and last out.
Mm-hmm.
More often than not.
No.
Whoa.
Here we go. Let's read this first tip from Big Pat 1992.
First tip is Big Pat 1992. He says, first tip, 5-second fun clip, enjoy. It appears to be a link to Twitter. I don't know if Kevin has access to that.
The computer's frozen.
He's checking it out.
Oh, computer's frozen. Okay. Well, I'll move on to the next tip in the meantime. Huh. Thank you for that $5 tip, though, Big Pat.
There it goes.
Hopefully.
Opened so many times.
Kevin.
Oh, it's the same one that we get above it. Interesting.
Oh, right, really? Two and different people.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. So, Koi NC tipped $10. Thank you so much. Says, what's up, guys? Can I get a good look for some interviews this month with MCU? Okay, so that's one. Can I get a good look for some interviews?
Yeah, one.
Good luck.
Good luck.
I hope you kill it.
Crush
Koi.
It. I hope Renee is Koi. If they ask you the question, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Do not say prison. No matter how much they're leading you into that answer and you think this might be the answer, prison, not the answer. Yeah. I don't want that.
And two, with MCU in review, what happens when you get to Thor Ragnarok? Will it be out of time to review before Black Panther? Will it be out in time to review before Black Panther?
That is a great question. We don't know, but we will figure that out.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it will be.
Yeah, it should be.
I'm sure at some point Thor Ragnarok, it might not be available to rent, but we will probably be able to buy it.
Yeah, it might be like a digital on-demand sort of thing.
Because it might still be in theaters, right?
No, I don't know.
It'll be on-demand in the next month. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
But thank you for that $10 tip. Very nice of you. Drew Bach at 1313 tipped $5. Says, I know fun clips don't usually happen on the show anymore, but here's a clip showing how bongos are going to trend for 2018.
Just to let everyone know, the fun clips still happen. You've just given up on it.
The fun clips
you,
do happen.
As the fan... have given up
you
on
all
it.
Have given I'm going to stop everyone right
and
there.
Frankly,
and
frankly,
there
me.
Is one shining moment in fun clips in the last year. Okay? We are deep into 2018 right now. And one of you amazing best friends out there.
It was Skizzip.
Found it. Was it Jamie?
Yeah.
Skizzip, you found it and you sent it to us.
Was it the Burger King one?
No, or it's the Del Taco
Del Taco one. Del Taco.
And that is what a fun clip
free Shabaka News.
Yeah, free Shabaka News.
Great.
Free Shabaka News.
Phenomenal clip. So I guess we're going to play this clip.
Let's play it.
Should I have the audio on?
Yeah, why not?
And Kevin said this is the same clip that Big Pat 1992 also sent. Look at this guy.
That guy's up against
Van fucking
Hoover.
Cool.
Big bellies is funny.
Jesus,
sir.
He's got the mullet.
Stop having beer.
You can hear the slapping.
Oh, wow, yeah, that person was like, sure,
lady at the end.
Put your shirt down and stop fucking around.
Please
is what
stop
you
doing
do.
This. He now, had a great
that,
haircut,
was that
though.
Fun clip worthy?
No.
Okay. I thought it was fine. I enjoyed it.
I thought it was fine. I think it's not
I think
a fun clip.
I think it's themed because of the bongos.
I showed it because there was two of them, and there was one comments to speaking of bongos.
Yeah.
So clearly, there was some love for it, but...
Sure, I think it's fun.
I don't think it was...
bongo themed, it's
I didn't
relevant.
Think it was funny. It didn't make me laugh.
Put a smile on my face.
Did it? Or did you just see, if oh, I had look, to bongos, that, that's like we do.
Hmm? 6 out of 10
yep.
for that one. 60%.
Sure. That's a hard D.
Yeah.
It's a hard D. Drew Baca 1313 gave us that same thing and said, I know, yeah, you've read that one already.
Yeah.
Tuss Spot said, good morning, Nick, Kevin, and Andy. On the top topic of trippy videos like Tool music videos, you should check out Malice in Wonderland by Anthony Francisco Shepard. There's a YouTube video about it. Thank you for that.
Anthony Francisco Shepherd.
Not a real name. DJ Kento.
Weird way to spell Shepherd.
Has given us another tip and said, hey, Nick, have you seen Wind River yet? It's my favorite movie of the year. No flash, no giant story, just a simple murder mystery on a Native American reservation from the writer of Sicario. Mm. I have not seen it yet, but it's on my list.
That's awesome. I really want to watch that one, too.
Yeah, it's part of his, like, not trilogy, but, like, yeah, they say Sicario, that one, and I guess he's doing another one. That are kind
he's
of
doing
like
another Sicario.
Totally.
Yeah, he's doing a sequel to Sicario.
Well, yeah, but I don't know if that's part of
it's like the matter. Cornetto trilogy,
exactly.
Like Hot Fuzz,
it just kind of
Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, DJ Kento gave us another tip and said, Nick, if you like Jason, how do you say his last name?
Mantzoukas.
He co-hosts the movie podcast, How Did This Get Made?
Yeah,
with Paul Scheer and June Diane Raphael. He's also a guest on Brooklyn Nine-Nine as a totally fucked up psycho UC cop.
He's the best.
He is the best.
Thank you for those tips, DJ Kento.
He is the best. All right,
you have to watch him on The League, though. It's hard to get into The League because not only is it about sports, but at the time that you're watching it, like, obviously it was filmed like in 07 or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe 08. So you're getting an older version of the sports landscape. So yeah. There are stars that pop up that may have been a star for 2 or 3 years and you've never heard of them since. But the things that they do around, like, you don't have to know who the stars are. You just have to know that, yes, they're NFL stars and
right.
They try to act in a way that's funny, but the whole show is, I think it's great.
Well, I'll tell you, what I love most, more than anything else, is a sport that's no longer relevant. That's what I love. I love sports.
The NFL?
But sports of the past, like when you go back, you want to talk about a great game from 5 years ago?
Yeah.
That's what I love most.
Yeah.
A sport, a
that's
game
hard
that's
to
not
say
even
with,
relevant
I see
anymore.
What you're saying.
That's what I'm talking about.
I
you're picking
you're
up
saying.
On my sarcasm.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've picked up that thread.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gents, that's it for tips right now.
Do you want to do this one fun clip?
Yeah, okay.
To just show people what the level of fun clipness.
Where are we at here?
What do you mean?
I'm just people. Where are we at with level of fun clips? If this is a 60%, we're done with fun clips forever.
No. This I looked up in fun clips. I've seen this one before.
Okay, let's watch it.
I think we're going to make this an intro soon.
Let's watch
soon.
It.
I'm Scott Mattis, live in Hernando, Mississippi, where there's been spottings of a cougar, and that's not it. That looks like a house cat. just feet away from where a local man rolled his cell phone.
Get off the cat, cameraman. It's clearly a cat.
It's a cougar. I'll be right back with a live report.
You fucking dipshit.
That just happened to be there, though. That's what I love about it.
He must have done that as a joke.
That was fun.
That's great.
That was fun. We
that's
had
a solid
laugh.
80%, ladies and gentlemen.
We didn't even think, huh, is this worth it?
Can we go back and play the Del Taco clip?
I'll look for it.
Can we look for that while I read this? P.S. I love this best friend XO. Kev's going to look for that. P.S. I love this best friend XOXO is your opportunity to nominate someone you feel is just being the stand-up guy or gal out there in our community. You go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend, fill out the form, and maybe I'll read it. Joey is shouting out Caitlin Gallas Rowe. Caitlin is a best friend who just had her first paid writing article published. It is at www.outfrontmagazine.com/in-the-mag/not-bang-slam-bat-lot-1-colorados-youngest-a-activists.
Activists.
So maybe just switch.
And then forward slash.
Yeah, forward slash.
Yeah.
Send her some sweet nasty congrats on Twitter at CGRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRR
sleep 8 hours.
Arr, 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 arr.
Yeah, that's kind of like big cat dogs.
Arr, 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 arr. Arr, Andy.
What's up?
Giveaway time. I like this show a lot. I like doing the show with both you guys. It's been fun today. And today, we're going to take some of that joy. We're going to throw it out into the community to the rest of you out there. It's giveaway time. Andy, tell people how they can win the giveaway. But don't do it the way you normally do it, where you fuck around for 5 minutes and you don't actually give the information out. Tell them straight up. Straight up.
There are four ways.
Good job.
Can I get the one, Kim? No. There are four ways. You can be in chat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nailed it.
You can be a subscriber to twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames.
You're doing real good.
If you have Amazon Prime,
Nick, is this a fun thing? Like, should we be doing this?
With Andy?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think this is the equivalent to a baby shitting the bed. But
I mean, he's doing it on purpose. So.
I know.
He's Why are you sitting up so high, Andy? That's not how we frame the shot.
I got it. I'll sit up to match him.
Before I was rudely interrupted. Three. You can be a Patreon subscriber on patreon.com/kindoffunny.
You want some ice?
Or two.
You want some ice?
Patreon.com /kindoffunnygames. That's four ways, Nicholas.
Four ways. Four,
quattro.
Four ways. Quattro, cinco, cinco, seis.
No, Joey, stop.
Uno, dos, tres. Quattro, cinco, cinco, seis, as they say.
I don't know who says that, Nick.
They.
They. It's in that song.
Ayos.
ladies and gentlemen, before we get to the winner today, we are sponsored by MeUndies. You want to look good with your significant other this Valentine's Day, right? Then check out MeUndies Matching Pairs, a unique, fun gift for you and your Valentine. They're the perfect balance of comfortable, fit, and exciting prints. Don't spend another Valentine's Day giving the same old gift. Check out MeUndies.com and find the best match for your match. You think that's confusing to read? Luckily, I read it beforehand because I am professional. Now, Tim and Greg have been talking about MeUndies for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried MeUndies?
No, because I don't get them for free.
I have not either.
Damn.
Because every time they send MeUndies here, Tim
takes them immediately
and wraps them around his nether region.
Right.
And it's annoying to me. So MeUndies, if you're out there watching, send Papa Scarpino a free pair, okay?
Yeah.
I'm cold from the waist down, too. I need to put a couple extra layers on, and I want that security. Tim swears by these things. He says they're the best underwear he's ever worn in his life. He got two pairs in. He was so excited, he made me feel one of them.
They make your dick look good, too.
Well, they make your dude, the D look something.
What?
You know? They make it look something. Of course, 100% satisfaction guarantee. MeUndies guarantees you and your significant other will love matching pairs or your money back. Right now, MeUndies, this is a no-brainer. Get 20% off matching undies for you and your significant other with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. What are you waiting for? Order by February 5th for free shipping. And this is the part that says must read, so I'm going to read this too. To get 20% off of your matching pairs, free shipping, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. This will be the best Valentine's Day gift that you will ever give. Start matching your bottom half to your better half. Go to MeUndies.com/morning right now. Boy, I'm glad I read that last part. Because matching your bottom half with your better half, somebody got paid for that. And they deserve a raise.
It's hard to say.
Get a raise. MeUndies, if you're watching, give that person a raise.
While wearing the MeUndies.
If while wearing MeUndies, I'll match you. I'm going to get you one. We're going to match.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. How's that feel?
We could do a photo shoot.
Yeah. No, you and me, won't. Calendar shoot.
At Stonestown
Mall. The boys of Kinda Funny.
Yeah.
Woo!
Shirtless.
Wait.
Only underwear.
Where is
splashing each other.
Eating at Chipotle.
Splashing each other with water.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I'm great.
Great.
I'm great with it.
Today's winner comes from the Twitch chat. Congratulations, Robert, 1858. You have won FIFA 18 on Xbox One. Did I read it wrong?
No.
What are people saying in the chat?
Havoc Maker. It's a great slogan for MeUndies. MeUndies, it makes your pud look big.
MeUndies, cuddle your pud. There you go. Let's go into the old 3-3.
It's so interesting right now. We just got a tip for this video. And Joey also just sent me the video.
That's weird.
Yeah. Do we want to...
That's super weird.
Wait, which video? This one right here that we're watching?
Yeah, no.
I was quiet? I don't know. I thought there was more to that story, but there was not any more.
I was going to say something, but I thought you wanted to take over.
No, I appreciate that.
And their name was Joey, too. I thought that was going to be...
Do we want to watch these videos right
now? Yeah, why not?
Yeah, sorry. Please do. Please. Quiet,
this is the
here we go, here we go,
fun
here
part.
We go.
There you go.
It's Del Taco. They got a new thing called free shavaka doodle.
Cuts off perfectly.
What I love most about
six seconds
that
of greatness.
Is that the person narrating it starts laughing at his own joke halfway through, and then his dipshit friend in the car
this
also
is pretty
starts
good
laughing
too.
At it. All right, let's watch this.
All right, here we go.
This counts as Andy's 15 seconds of sports this week.
Oh, well, it's only five.
Oh, I saw this. Fucking idiot. What was he gonna do? What are you gonna do? Run after and grab the back of the
fucking
subway train?
They're gonna be so sad when the Eagles get fucking trounced by the Patriots, man.
Are they in the Super Bowl now?
They made it to the Super Bowl.
So it's Eagles, Patriots?
Eagles, Patriots.
Yeah, the Patriots are gonna win, huh? Yeah. They pretty much win everything.
The best competition that they would have had was against the Jaguars. And they beat them.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
Hold on. This is another tip. We got to read these.
Man, we're full of fun clips today.
Here we go.
He's
ready,
beginning
guys?
To believe is the title of this clip.
Jesus.
He's beginning to believe.
You fucking idiot.
What made him think that his body was athletic enough
you
to
know,
do?
I think he just wanted the views. Same reason why we do this show every day. We shouldn't be doing this show. We have no, there's no one gives us the authority to do this show. Nobody has sanctioned this. This is not a, an officially sanctioned entertainment show. We just do it because we are beginning to believe. Thank you, Skinny Lawrence Fishburne. Appreciate that. All
right,
let's go
he
into the chat.
Right then there, right? Ugh. And then he went on
he was young.
CBS. Nope.
He went to a CBS?
Nope. CBS CSI. Show CSI.
Yeah, yeah, you got a lot of C's in there, buddy.
Yeah.
You got a lot of C's.
A lot of fucking abbreviations.
My God. Cue up your questions, comments, and concerns, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get through this together today. We'll take three comments from the non-subscribers, and then we'll go into sub-only mode and talk to you, the chosen few. Tay Gator 61 says, do it. In the Palpatine voice,
do it.
Did you go over those tips?
Were there more tips left?
Yeah, there was two that we just
sorry. Glenister has given us a tip and sent us one of those clips that should be the, for the new 15 seconds sports Eagles fan running for the train last night. Ridiculous. And DJ Ken gave us another tip. It's a fun clip. Enjoy. It's not too long. Thank you for
that's
those two.
That's Kento, though, right?
Yeah, I assume so. There's but no he just, for whatever
fucking
reason.
Are you changing your name again, DJ?
Decides to change his name every single time.
Just like
anything
P. Diddy.
Happens.
Are you changing
P. Daddy
again?
Puff.
What are you, Snoop Lion now, DJ Kento? Is
P.
that what you are right
Daddy
now?
Daddy Lion.
You're the Lion? P. What did Sean Puffy Combs change his name to latest? Wasn't it something like Brother Love?
Yeah.
But now it just like became Puffy or Diddy. Because he's on
he
that.
He just needs to stop.
He's on this show. He's on this singing competition show that's similar to The Voice.
Yeah.
It's called The Four or some shit like that. It's a really bad show. Terrible structure. But I think he called himself Diddy.
One word.
Or just P. Doody. Or
maybe he called himself the
P.
Did.
Doody.
Mr. Yasman 300 has given us a comment.
How about this?
Yeah.
Pud Daddy.
Pud Daddy? Pud. I like that. You love this word, Pud. You
I
see,
love
you
it.
Hated it, but you love
I
it.
I hated it at first.
It's
grown
like
on
when
me.
You go, Kevin.
It's
everyone
grown on
hates
me.
Hearing it, but they like doing it. And that's the fun part.
Kevin.
Mr. Yasman 300 says, Nick and Andy, have you guys heard about the Wasp's costume having a male part to its design? I have not.
It looks like a dick on the front.
It kind of looks like it kind of looks like dick out? And balls. It's not really good.
I want to see Evangeline Lilly in a dick
costume. It has sort of a design around her breasts.
Want to try?
And then a line going down.
Oh,
so it's
so
like
it looks like a big Kevin, can we bring this up?
I'm trying to get it, Nicholas.
Thank you.
I'm trying to get a good picture so it really looks like a dingling.
A little bit. It takes some trying.
I mean, I see it.
But like that's the thing. Like, is it that like
I would not have thought that when looking at it.
Yeah, I didn't think that the first time I saw it.
But now it does kind of look like a low hanger. It looks a little bit like a shower, not a grower, you know?
It's a really low hanger, though.
That's a shower for sure.
That's
dude.
For sure a shower.
Yeah.
That's when you look at that, you're like, fuck, dude, you're giving me a fucking complex. You look at that thing.
Yeah.
And then it gets engorged and it's the same size. You're like, oh.
Not bad.
Whatever.
Yeah.
What was I scared of? I was scared for no reason.
Nick, what are you saying?
Why would you be scared?
King Franchise 88 says, Nick, were you happy with UFC 220 results? I did not watch the fight. I did, however, catch up on the Stipe Ngannou fight. And I watched the whole thing. Yeah, I'm very happy with that. Because what that proves to me is that skill and conditioning can beat raw power. And that's what I like. Like that's why I like watching the UFC. It's entirely possible in that first 30-second flurry that Ngannou had that he could have actually put Stipe down, but he gassed, and he gassed fast. And not only that, I loved Brandon Schaub's comment where he's like, apparently the UFC training facility doesn't teach conditioning, cardio, or wrestling. Because he basically just looked like, he looked like I look when I roll, which is just completely out of shape, have no technique, and just get my ass handed to me the entire time for 25 minutes.
No.
Rolling, pushing down people, I'm going to wrestle for 15 minutes now.
He got you, Nick.
Rolling crossbar arms.
Yeah, dude,
I fucking got him.
I'm conflicted on this because on the one hand, he is in fact making fun of me, but on the other hand, he's doing it so well that it's funny.
Thanks.
It's funny.
Thanks, man. Okay.
Not quite as funny as when you came in and were like, I'm so tired because I had to raid Destiny 2, a game that I'm not playing anymore, but I was super into for like 1 week.
Nick, that was like 2 months ago.
Well, I was mostly doing that.
It is the best game ever made for 1 week.
He got you! He got him back on Nick's side! He got you!
Wait, well, hold on. Let me
get back. You know what? Here's the other thing. All you motherfuckers are going to be like this. Nintendo Labu, I love it. This is the best thing Nintendo's ever done. For one fucking day, I'm going to have to hear about this. I'm going to have to see all the stupid fucking pizza boxes around the office. And then you're going to drop that shit like a bad habit like we did the Wii.
Well, this movie has nuance to it. I am into film and art.
No,
right, Kevin?
Hold on a second.
Did I get him back? Getty Lee is the best Getty Lee ever.
Right,
he is Rashi's the guy right. Second
you
cutting
guys,
of Christ.
It's getting too real. You're about to start like.
Why'd you say Christ like that? I don't know. It's I'm in my quasi nerd voice, my internet commenter voice. They had a baby and it was me. I hate everybody.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, this has been a fun episode. Cool. Let's go into sub only mode. We'll take a couple questions and then one of us is going to Chipotle.
You need to buy basketball shorts.
Why do I need to buy basketball shorts?
For the video they do.
I have basketball shorts in my bag.
Right now?
Yeah. They're black Nike. Well, they're soccer shorts, but I can ride them low.
Do you have two of them?
Do I have two pairs? Why would I have two pairs of basketball shorts?
Because we need two pairs.
For the video thing they're doing. It's a gimmick.
I don't know which one of us is screwing with who on this one.
So
I'm
just gonna, real.
I'm gonna switch back to the comments. Matt A. Play said, I'd watch this as an hour-long show. I assume you mean when we were fucking with each other. And guess what? You're going to get that again three times this week because Andy's coming back. Why?
Because Greg's not here.
Some fucking place around the world in snow, eating at a place.
He's like, let me go on vacation again for the eighth time in 2018, you know.
Dollar Beal says, hey, Nick, Comedians and Cars Getting Coffee is a good show. I know. It's fun. Mick Atomini says, hey, did you guys see The Greatest Showman? No.
No.
Did not. And guess what? No matter what you say, it's never going to be Moulin Rouge. Hey, it's never going to be Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge is so good.
It's so good. Everyone's like, Greatest Showman. Great. It's so great. Well, I'm glad they named it that.
Is that the sequel to Mulan?
Yep. No.
Let's get down to business. To
We're
defeat.
Gonna make a man out of you with your boy chest. Oh my god.
Nick.
Joe, you didn't see Greatest Showman yet?
No, but I did buy tickets to go see Moulin Rouge at the Alamo Drafthouse.
Oh, good
Why
for you.
Why are you buying tickets? You have a movie pass.
Because it's one of those special ones.
Yeah.
Mojo What says, Nick, have you seen the French movie Raw on Netflix? It's disturbing and amazing. No, Greg actually invited me to see that at Alamo Drafthouse, not knowing what it was, and I was like, uh-uh, have fun. He had no idea. It's the cannibal movie where someone starts eating meat if flesh does this weird. Let's take one or two more.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's a foreign film where someone, like, this girl has to eat, like, she's a vegetarian, she has to eat flesh, eats human flesh, and gets, a craving for it. And then
What's it called?
To eat. Raw.
Raw.
Oh, right, okay.
Really cool looking cover.
I feel like the movie poster is, like, a face with, like, a single, like, line of blood or something.
So, I think so. Mr. Yasman300 says, thoughts on Party of Five getting a reboot about a Mexican family? I did not know it was about a Mexican family.
Yeah, the parents are getting deported, I think.
Oh my god.
Because of ICE, and it's like they're new. That's the setting for it. Found out this weekend, Party of Five, not about a group of friends.
I thought Party of Five was like Friends.
I thought it was
where
like
they were all coming out.
I thought it was like 90210.
No, it's a family, right?
Family.
Yeah, I had no idea. You know what? You're mistaking that with My So-Called Life, which was the Claire Danes show.
Who
cares? It doesn't matter. Here's why. Leave the 90s where they were at in the fucking 90s, okay? We don't need more Party of Five.
Jas K. Lee asks, Nick and Andy, what are you going to do for the Super Bowl? We were invited to go to Andrea Renee's and John Drake's. Now, she said if the Vikings win, then party's off because we're going to Minnesota for this. Because it's like, it would have been the first time
where
the people in the Super Bowl were playing... You know, Super Bowl every year.
Yeah, change of cities. Yeah. I'm not.
So it would have been the first time that the team played in their home place for the Super Bowl. And unfortunately, they got destroyed by the Eagles really badly. So our hearts go out to you, Andrea. I know the heartache. I'm sorry. It sucks.
Sorry, Andrea. And on that somber note, we're going to go ahead and wrap up today's show. Somber. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. If you are watching this on YouTube right now, I love you very much. We are doing time code now, by the way, in the description. So if you guys wanted to check that out, great. Shout out to Kumail. Thank you for doing that. I really appreciate it. It's awesome. You do it on Reddit, and we just copy and paste it.
Nope.
And you know what that's... I mean, by we, I mean Joey does it. I don't do it.
That's not true. He, like, sends it to us.
Oh, does he send them to you?
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you guys so much for that. Andy, thank you for this.
Hey, Nick.
Sorry I gave you a lot of shit today. I got a little negative.
We got a great show for you all today. We're talking Infinity War. We're talking what we did over the weekend with Funhouse and Game
Grumps. Nick, he's trying to make fun of you. Fight him.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Tonight I'm going to play some Destiny Online. There's a raid where I have to get something that's not real.
Cut off the show, Kevin.
I'll be back tomorrow. See you guys later. Kevin, cut the feed.